The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot, Amen. Daf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied, Le'ayun Hashmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sara, Le'marat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sara, Le'ayun Hashmat Avram Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenichem Begane Eden, Amen. Le'ayun Hashmat Sara Bat, Regina Malka. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden Amen. Ezra Ben Julie. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden Amen. His daf is being studied. Yunishmat. Hayim Ben Sol. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden Amen. His daf is being studied. The Refuah Shalom Moshe Medina. Salah Ruhamah Batrachel. Salah Batrachel. Enna Refaradayim. Enna Refaradayim. Fata Nefesh Urfata Guf. Fuatam Kerabala Bavichini Rasom Onomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Alef Amud Bet, and we're starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines on the bottom, Rabbi Shimon. We are in the midst of trying to understand the Shita of Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai holds that a lady is mitkadeshet bidinar ubishaveh dinar. Bet Hillel holds you can get away with a piruta, but Bet Shammai says dinar. So far we saw two answers to what's explanation of Bet Shammai. The first answer is that a lady, a stam lady, is mekpedet, not mekadesh herself with less than a shaveh dinar. The second answer we thought to say eventually was rejected. We brought down a shita of Rav Aseh, and Rav Aseh said that any time the Torah gives a measurement of kesef, not a measurement, the Torah mentions kesef, it's kesef suri. And therefore, since they don't have pirutot in the suri denominations, so they picked a dinar. But the Gemara rejected that, because otherwise you're making it of aseh, like Bet Shammai. Right. So the Gemara fell off that. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Rabbi Shimon ben Akish omer, ta'amayu de Bet Shammai, kedi Hezkiyah. Based on a statement that Hezkiyah said. Damar Hezkiyah mar kera. The Pasuk says, Vehevda. We're talking about over here a slave, an Amma. Correct? It says, Amma Avriya, she can redeem herself. Milamed, how does she redeem herself? Shemigara'at bepidyona viyotza. Which means she diminishes from her pidyon, from her redemption, and she goes out. Which means, normally, let's say she's sold for 6 years. Okay, the Amma Avriya. And now let's say what happens. She's able to redeem herself. Let's say she worked for the Adon paid, let's say, one dinar for each year. Right? So you have six dinarim paid. Now, after 3 years of work, she wants to go out. So all she has to do is pay three dinarim, and she can redeem herself. She can buy herself out. Okay? That's the din of the Vehivda. What? She can redeem herself. Look at that sheet for a second. In the Hezkiyah. The command be perkin diktani gabi evit avri. It's evit avri, actually. Okay? Kone et atzmo be gira'on kesef. What is gira'on kesef? He diminishes the money. Shemehashev im adonav kesheban leptot et atzmo bekak vekak lekahtani. Right, you bought me for this amount. Right, the maximum you bought me for was for what? 6 years. Therefore, each year you paid this amount. Like I told you, 6 years, 6 dinarim. So he subtracts. He calculates how many he works. And then subtract the years that I work. And he gives him the rest. Also, how do you know that the Eved himself can buy himself back with the redemption of the years that he has left? says behevda velo ketiv venevdit mashma she'af adonea misayeya befidyona, which means from the fact that it says behevda, it sounds like the master helps him in his redemption. Venevdit meaning it's all on the Eved side. Behevda is as if the Adon is helping him. How? Which means he allows him to subtract from his amount that he worked, from the amount that he has left. Now what does it got to do? From here they want to prove that an Ama Ivriya cannot be sold for less than a dinar. What does one thing got to do with the other? So let's read the Gemara. If you want to say that what? That when an Amma Ivriya is bought, that you sold her for a dinar, haynu de megar'a ve'azla ad peruta. So from a dinar, you're able to diminish the value down to a peruta. Ela i'amad ya'iv la peruta. But if you're saying that she was sold for a peruta, me peruta mi megar'a, could you make a pidyon from a peruta? There's nothing less than a peruta. Which means the Gemara is going in steps here. The Gemara wants to say, once already I showed you why in Eved Evri, that there's inyan of Gira'on Kesef. So too I'm going to tell you by an Amma Ivriya the same thing. And therefore, the only way you have Gira'on Kesef is it's got to be a higher number that you can subtract from. That means the only way you could, the minimum you could sell an Amma Ivriya is for how much? For a dinar. Vidrashi, Yamat Mishlama, Vipiruta, Vigara, Shittetino Shuv, Klum Ulkamem Masik Milta. The Gemara is going to finish the point. Once I prove you that Amma Ivriya is sold for the minimum of a dinar, Bet Shammai is going to say, and I learned Kiddushe Isha from an Amma Ivriya. So it's a three-step program of it. The first step is that what? A Eved Ivri is Gira on Kesef. He could buy himself back by diminishing the amount of years he has left, the amount that was paid. Once you say that, that is a Yad of Gira on Kesef, I learned from the Amma Ivriya can only be sold for the minimum of a dinar, which is Shayach, to have the concept of Gira on, right? Down to a peruta. Oh, once already I showed that Amma Ivriya is sold for the minimum of a dinar. And a Bet Shammai says that Kiddushe Kesef is learned from Amma Ivriya, which is the minimum of a dinar. That's how you know a dinar. But in the interim, before the Gemara concludes its proof, the Gemara is going to go back and forth.
There's nothing between a peruta.
Right. No, the peruta is nothing. Yeah, the next step is a dinar. That's it. Nothing less than that. You can't go for a peruta to get on. The peruta is not even Kesef. So comes the Gemara and says, Vidilma haki kamar. Who told you? Maybe all the Torah meant to say is like this. If she was sold for a dinar, then she's subject to the laws of Gira'on Kesef. Heka deivda peruta, lo tigra'a klal. And maybe the Inechrem, what she sold for a peruta, there is no Gira'on Kesef. Who told you that there's always Gira'on? Maybe there's only Gira'on when she sold for a dinar. She sold for a peruta, there's nothing. So if you have no ra'ya that an Amma Ivriya has only sold for a dinar. So the Gemara says, lo salka da'atach. I would never think such a thing. Because the Gemara is going to basically say, any Amma that's not Shayach to the law of Gira'on, the sale is not a sale. Which means every Amma's got to be subject to the law of Gira'on. Just like we have a law that says, every Amma Ivriya, when she's sold, also has to be subject to the law of Yi'ud. What is Yi'ud? She has to be able to potentially marry either the master or the son. That marriage is called a Yi'ud. If it's not Shayach, so therefore the sale is not even a sale to the inception. How do you know? Stumi ad Yi'ud. Ma Yi'ud afalgav di iba'im miya'ed. He buys lo miyaed, right? He always has the option. He can make yehud or not. Kol echad de lo matzem miyaed. But if he's not able to make yehud, lo avizvin azvined. The sale is not a sale, right? What would be a case like that be? Right, which means yeah. Let's say over here, yeah. Right, she was a gerusha. He was sold to a kohen or things like that. We'll see cases. We'll see cases like this. So too, If there's no gira'on kesef, lo ava zvina zvine. Therefore, the sale would not be a sale. So therefore, again, we're back to the point. She could only be sold if it's shayach gira'on. And you only have gira'on when it's a dinar. Oh, now we finished the point. The kedusha isha lebet shamay nafka lehu me'amavriya ma'amavriya befruta lo mekanya afisha befruta lo mekdesha. Just like you're telling me, and a ma'avriya is not sold for a peruta, so too an isha is not sold for a peruta. Oh, so the Gemara asks, ve'ema palga de dinar, right? Ve'ema shte perutot. Which means, who told you that you had to jump to a dinar? Which means, maybe I could tell you, it's a half a dinar. You could sell an amma avriya. Like, you still have gira'on kesef. I can go from a palga dinar, I can go to two perutot. I can go down. Right. So therefore, who told you, what? Why'd you pick a dinar? Says, kevan da'afekte me peruta ukme a dinar. Once I'm leaving you the peruta denomination, I'm going to take the whole dinar, which means I'm going to go to the next. I'm going to go to the next level. We'll read that in Rashi now. Look at the Rashi. Now we read the whole old Rashi. Lo sakadatach. Top line. Sheten niktav b'davar she'en bo girua. Me'achar she'niktav girua ka. Which is the amar avinah can only be sold in a case where there is girua. To me'ad yehud ke'echi damar l'nyanyut she'niktav emu asher lo yada ve. We have a law that says that the Adon can marry her during the years of her servitude. Right, which means, how do they make Yehud? Which means he's able to come along and say that on the money that you have by me, which means the Gira'on, that's the kesef that he uses for the Yehud. For the kiddushin, the end said he kissed the. You don't need any other kiddush. Which is, let's say, he bought her for whatever it's 1690, whatever it is. She only worked for a couple of years, whatever it may be. So therefore, she has some credit, so to speak. That credit. I mean, she could buy herself back technically, but 4 dinarim or whatever the price is, if she wanted to make. So the Adon says, with that money that you owe me, so to speak, that'll be the Kiddushin. That's the Yehud. The money of the Gira'on is used for the Yehud. The Kaman. Oh, but let's say you sold them, let's say she was sold to Kiruvim, a relative. So now a relative, there's no Yehud, because it's Arva. A father cannot marry the Amma Ivriya or whatever it is, or other advisors. So that's the case of where Yehud is not possible. In the case of Arva, she was sold to a grandfather. Okay? So can a grandfather marry a granddaughter? No. It's not Shayach Yehud. So just like where Yehud is not Shayach, it doesn't work. So too where Gira'on is not Shayach, where she was sold for a peruta, let's say. So that the sale is not a sale. וקדושי אישה מסכת דמתד ושתקי שדקם מסיק ומתעמד ושקת השקיעה אף אישה בפרוטה לא מקדשה תקבלים מקדושי ייעוד. Good. Which means we learn from קדושי ייעוד. Just like קדושי ייעוד is only by a dinar, because again, understand the logic. Which means the only time you can have a case of ייעוד now is why you have to have a dinar. You have to שייך גדעון. Right? So therefore, just like Kiddushin Ya'ud is by a dinar, so too Kiddushin Beshemai learns is by a dinar. Also the Gemara says, maybe it's Palga di dinar, Vika Kiddua ad Peruta. Right? You can go down half a dinar, you go down to Peruta. Kevan da fekte me Peruta alma hashivuta ba'i ukma dinar da hashiva. Once already you're going out of a Peruta, we're going to take it to the next Hashuv denomination, which is a dinar. Good, given that. Huh? Yehud is like a kiddushin by an amma avriya to the adon. It's called Yehud.
That's why we compare?
Yes. Yes, that's Beit Shammai's understanding. Okay? Which means, ema palga de dinar, it's two questions. Ve'ema shte prutot. Which means, you could say also, shte prutot, you can go down to one peruta. And like I'm not saying that, once you're ready to get out of a peruta, so I'm going to go to the din of a more hashuv matbeya, so put it on a dinar. Okay, now, so that's the third answer. Or really the second answer that stuck for Beit Shammai. So let's review this answer. How come Beit Shammai holds dinar? Dinar is because he learns from Yehud of a Amma Avriya. Just like Yehud has to be minimum by a dinar, because an Amma Avriya has to be sold minimumly for a dinar in order to have Gira'on Kesef. So therefore, and he could only, so therefore the law is, Amma Avriya is like the lady, and therefore Yehud is B'dinar, so it is also B'dinar. Good. So comes the Gemara and says a third, for a fourth answer. Rabba Amar, Anu Tamad Bechamai, Shelo Yehu Benot Yisrael Kehefker. Simple reason, we don't want the Jewish girls to be like Hefker, which means that you can buy it for a small matbeya of Mabekach, which is Minat Torah, really. Bechamai will agree, you can be Mekadesh and Lady with a Peruta. But not to make the Jewish ladies cheap, because you can buy them for Peruta. It's like you're making them if it's a zazul for the Hashim. So therefore, this is the Hakamim. They were mafkiya kedushin. If kedushin was made with a peruta, Hakamim were mafkiya the kedushin. It's not going to be a kedushin until you give a dinar. So it's more of a for the kavod of the of Benot Yisrael. Okay, which means according to the reason we gave till now. Right, the whole din is the Rabbanan, exactly. Which is the whole deen of dinar is the Rabbanan. According to the other answers, if you're learning dinar from Yehud, the dinar is a deoraita. According to the first answer, you could argue. According to the first answer, the makpid. Okay, so it's in a case where the makpid would be deoraita.
Right.
The case where we read it here, no, really, the law is it's a peruta, a deoraita. Ela mishum hefker, that we shouldn't treat the Jewish girls in a hefker way. So therefore, the rabbis were maftiya kiddushin of a peruta, and they will keep it on a deoraita that you need a dinar. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Betedel omrim befruta. Betedel says, what's the minimum peruta? Copper coins. Amar Rav Yosef de Memar, peruta koldu. Which means a peruta, small denomination. Which means every generation, the peruta has a different measurement. So it's not a standard peruta of a certain generation. Every generation, according to what the minimum amount coin is of peruta, that's what it's going to be. Amal Abaye va'ala ketani, what it can be. Because we learned in our Mishnah, kamai peruta. We learned in the Mishnah, it tells us exactly the weight of a peruta. Achat mishmona b'isar italki. Right? It's 1/8 of a isar of italki. Yeah, maybe that was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the peruta avalaka. Maybe in our generation it goes according to our calculation. Maybe it got less than that. Ve'akiyat Ravdimi Amar Shi'er Rabbi Simai Bedoro Kamai Peruta Achat Mishmona B'Isar Italki. That's not so. Because we know that Simai, even in his generation, when a lady got mekudeshet with a peruta, he calculated to make sure it still had the shi'ud of 1/8 of the isara italki. So therefore it seems we're always going with the original standard of a peruta. It's not the arbitrary to each generation. It's according to the original shi'ud. V'che, v'chi ata ravim, amar bidostai, v'rabi yanai v'reboshaya, shi'aru kama v'peruta, achat meshisha. They held that the peruta is actually a little more expensive. They held it's 1/6 of an isar el taki. So we have a machloket. Is it 1/8 of an isar el taki or 1/6? But you see what? They were measuring it according to a standard shiur, not a relative shiur of a generation. Amar Rav Yosef, now, once already I see that we have this machloket over here, right? That you're going according to the 1/8 of the Isar et Talki, that's of course according to the original Shi'ud. Now we understand what it says in the Braita. Well, what does it say? We have a law like this. It says if a person, let's say, is Mu'il Be'ekdish, right? You have something that's Be'ekdish. So the law is, if let's say he uses even a Piruta's worth of the Ekdish, or Bishogeg, he has to bring a Korban. So the Gemara is going to say that the Korban's worth is minimum 2,000 pirutot. That's the amount of the Korban, how much you have to spend for the Korban. So the context of this Braita is I want to show you how severe a sin is. A guy committed a sin b'shogeg of a shaveh piruta and he's got a to rectify, he's got to pay 2,000 pirutot of a korban to fix it. Now, we'll see what this has to do with the Isar and Talkis and the Piruta, but that's the context of what we're reading in this statement over here. So it says like this, Sev v'chashov, kamna pirutot b'shte silaim, because it says the korban that you have to bring, right, if the person made me'ila, it has to be shne silaim. That's the amount of the korban. How much pirutot of shne silaim? Yoter ma'alpayim. More than 2,000. So they're trying to say, you only made a sin of a pirutah and you have to pay over 2,000 pirutot. Right? Look at the Rashi. Hainu de tanina shani, shani shurei pirutot kohanim, sev v'chashov. Hashta, okay, now let's read the Gemara. Hashta, alafim lo havyam, yoter me alafim, karelu. Which means, oh, the Gemara is going to make a calculation in a minute, but the Gemara is going to say, if you're going to say that a pirutah is 1/8 of an Isara Italki, it doesn't even come to 2,000. And you're saying it's more than 2,000? We're going to do the math in a minute. But just take the Gemara, trust the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you that what? Shne Sila'im is going to be more than 2,000 Pirutot. That cannot be. Because if you're learning it's 1/8 of an Isara Italki, it doesn't come close to even 2,000. And you're telling me that it's even more than 2,000? Your calculations are wrong. So the Gemara says, Amadehu ahusaba ana tanina la karov la'alafim. Okay, so I didn't say it's more than 2,000. It's close to 2,000. The Gemara says, no, it's not even close. Sof sof, alfa v'chamesh me'ot utlatin v'shisha hu da'avyan. It's really 1,500 and 36 pirutot in two silaim. Da'avyan. So Gemara says, Kevan de nafkanu mepalga, since already it's more than half, so karov la'alafim karile. So I said, okay, 2,000. It rounded it off to 2,000 because it's half. Now we have to see, based on knowing now, that a piruta is 1/8 of Isara Italki, we're going to figure out now the mathematics, how they got that two sila'im equals 1,536 pirutot. Yeah. Ready? We're going to read Rashi now. She's going to give us the whole hashbon. She says like this. Amado sabat, why are you mishnah zu? Tana tenina la v'karov la alafim tenina. Okay, fine. It's karov. It's not two. That's karov. Alpa v'chamesh v'atatim shita avyan. Okay, let's just give me, as we write it down, just to keep hashbon myself. Okay, Shasela is Dalet Dinarim. Okay, Dalet Dinarim. Now, wait, we need to know two Sila'im over here, because that's the amount of the Qurban. So there's four Dinarim. Vadinar Chav Dalet Isarim. Okay, so it's 24 times 4. There's 24 Isarim in a Dinar. Okay, so we have four Dinarim over here. So it's 24 times 4. Okay, come on. The E Isar Shimona Pirutot. Times 8. Okay, so what's 24 times 4? 96 times 8?
700.
Times 8. 8 times 6 is?
176.
Can't think. 8, 4, 72, 76. 768 pirutot. So far, correct? So, le'olam nimsa kuf tzaddi bet. This is where she's calculating it. 192 pirutot bidinar. Which means divided by four, mm-hmm. Okay? So in 768, so you can have 192 pirutot in a dinar. Okay? In each dinar. Okay? Vashimona dinar shebishte silaim. So you do 192 times 8. Because why? We know that there's 8, vashimona dinar, there's 8 dinar in 2 silaim, 4 dinar per sila. So it was going to be 8 times 192. Olim kol echad matay pirutot hasir shmona. Each one is 192. Hare elif v'taklu. You'll come out with 1,536. So he's just giving you the calculation how it works out. So again, the Sela has 4 dinarim. The dinar has 24 isarim. Okay, so therefore the dinar is 96 Isarim, And therefore, if each peruta, the ima peruta is echad mishmona beisar, that's the key. If the peruta is 1/8 of an isar, nimsar she'asela yesh bo, you have to times it by 8. Therefore, it's 96 times 8, like we did, comes to 768. Two sira'im is times 2, and therefore it's to 1536. So therefore, you see what? That yes, it is indeed 1/8. And you have to learn that Mishnah over there that said the guy made a sin with a peruta, he's got to bring more than 2,000. Well, it's not more than 2,000. It's close to 2,000. Well, it's not even close to 2,000. 1536. Ela, once already you got to the majority, you got past the halfway mark, it says karov le'alafim. So indeed it is a standard shi'ur of 1/8 of isar ha'italki. Gemara continues, Gufa. כי אתה רב דימי אמר שיעי רבי סימן בדורו כמה היא פירוטה אחת בשלושה בישר האיטלקי וכי אתה רבין אמר שיערו רבי דוסטאי רבי ינאי ורבי יושעיה כמה היא פירוטה אחת משישה בישר האיטלקי so you have a מחלוקת between the rabbis is it 1/8 the ישר of איטלקי or is it 1/6 אמר דאבי רב דימי נאמה את ורבין בפלוקתה דענה תנאה כמפלגיתו Which means, let us say that you and Ravin that are arguing, your argument is actually a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. Is it an eighth of a Isar or is it a sixth of a Dinah? Why? The Tanya, Piruta Shamu Hakamim, Ehad Mishmona Bi Isar Italki. And now the Gemara gives the Hezmon. Shesh Ma'a Kesef. Tiridinar. Okay, so six maha tiridinar. Maha shne pundiim. Okay, so that's times two. Pundiyon shne isarim. So that's times two again. So you have six times two is 12. 12 times two, you have 24 isarim. Isar shne musmesim. So times two, that's 48. Mismes shne kuntrunkin. That's two again. You had 96. Kuntrank shte perutot. So 96 times two is what? Times two is 12. 80, 192. Nimsa peruta achat mishnona beisar haitalki. All right. Because what's 1/8 of 192?
Something.
24? 24. 24. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, 192 perutot is 1/8 of an isar ha'italki. Ad Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shilosha Hadrisin Lema'a. Okay, so he's giving us a different conversion. So three to the Ma'a. Okay? Shne Hansim Lehadris. So that's times two. Shne Sheminin Lehans. So that's times two again. So that's three to that's three. 12 so far. Shte Perutot Leshamin. So that's times two. So you have 24. Nimsa Peruta Achat Meshisha Beisar Haitalki. Right? He just went straight there. Because, 24 Perutot. And there is six ma'ot in a dinar. So a dinar has, times six, is going to have 144. This is correct. Six times four is 144 exactly. So 144 perutot in a dinar. And he also is going to say that that's what?
24.
There's four isarim in a ma'a. Okay? And therefore, it'll come out that what? The ratio of 144 to 24 is 6. So the ratio over here is 144 to 24, as opposed to above, it was 196 to 24. Okay, so everything equal, it's either the ratio above is 1 to 8 or 1 to 6. Everything else is the same, it's just that the amount of perutot that you have. So he says it's 144 to 24, so it's 1 to 6 in the Isar Italki, and he says it's 1 to 8 in the Isar Italki. The Quran says, Amar le, Rav Dimi tells Abaye, because Abaye was the one that made this hashbon. Abaye said, "Ah, your machloket of 1/6 and 1/8 is machloket tana'im. You see over here, it's machloket tana'im." So Amar Le, yeah. So he says, "Lema demor amar ketane kama." Veravin damar, kama chon gam liel. Let us say that we make this machloket amurim, like machloket tana'im. Amar Le. So Rav Dimi says, "Ben didi." Uben Ravin Alibad etana kama. We both hold with the Mishnah that says it's 1/8 Isar et Talki. Vela Kashya. Don't ask a question that I said it's a sixth. Why? Ha de'iyakur isure. Which means that which Rav Simai said the Piruta is 1/8 of the Isar et Talki. That was talking about with the Isar was higher, was more expensive, and therefore it was equal to 1/8 of the 1/8 ratio between Pirutot and Isar. That which you said a sixth, the Zol Isure, which means the value of the Isar went down, and therefore, the Gemara said, the Yakud Isure, which is when the Isar was at its strong, we'll call it like that. Kum Islim Barba Bizuza. So there was 24 dinar.
It's 1/24th of
a
dinar.
Right, which is 1/24th, which is, and therefore it went 1/8th. Because you had 196 pirutot in the dinar, and therefore the ratio was 1/8. Had this all, and he was talking about what? Where it went down, it was a weak dinar, weak isar. Kum taltin utren bezuza. So therefore, the isar went down to 32 to the dinar.
Always 192.
Right. So therefore, you always have the same pirutot of 192. The piruta stays the same. It's just that the value of the isar got weaker. So the ratio of 32 to 196 is 6. So it's 1 to 6. So therefore we say, we're not arguing, which means we agree in the Mishnah that really everybody could say the Mishnah is correct. We're just talking about, we said 1/6, 1/9. Everybody agrees that the pirutot is 196 to the dinar. Ela was, what happened to the isar? The isar fluctuated. No. The isar either was strong or it was weak. When the strong time was 1/8, when it was weak, it was 1/6. That's the shi'ur.
Bara continues, Amar Shemuel, Kidsha b'temara. Okay, so a person made kiddushin with a temara, with a date. Afilu omed kur temarim bedinar. Even if, let's say, a kur, which is a big measurement of temarim, only costs a dinar, which means one temara certainly is less than a shaveh peruta mekudeshet. It's still mekudeshet. How can that be? Haishin hashem shaveh peruta b'madai. That maybe it's shaveh peruta somewhere else. Over here, it's not worth a peruta, but maybe somewhere else in madai, it is worth a peruta. What are you talking about? Betelel says the item has to be worth a shaveh peruta. Betelel was talking about to make a kedushin vadai. It's got to be a shaveh peruta. Meaning, once already used a shaveh peruta, and somebody else, let's say, is mekadesh the same lady, the second kedushin is nothing, because the first kedushin is kedushin vadai. Masha'en ken, in a case where you have a sefek, that maybe the item that used for kedushin is shaveh somewhere else, so that makes the first kedushin kedushin sefek, nafkamina, that what she needed get before she would accept kedushin from somebody else, or if she accepted kedushin from somebody else, now you already have to have a get from the first one or from both of them in order for them to go forward. So that's the difference between a penutas kedushin and then is kedushin of a sefek. Now just to understand this clearer like this, if let's say a person gives a lady a coin that's less than a shaveh peruta, a coin, there's no she'ela. It's not even mekudesh b'safek. You need to have a shaveh peruta. We're only discussing over here items, hafatzim, like a temara, that arbitrarily in one place can be worth one thing and one place can be worth another thing. Now, even though there's a general klal that the rishonim say over en lemamon ela mekomo v'sha'to, that when it comes to mamon, you go according to the time and you go according to the place where you are giving it. That's the lashon of the Ramban. So the question is over here, in the Kamamon, Ela Mikovo Vishato. Over here, Temara, we know it's worse than a Sheve Pruta. So based on where he gave it, based on the time that he gave it, what's the Sheila? What would he be making a question? So the Mefarshim over here, the Yishonim explain like this. Even though, let's say for sure you know that in Madai the Temara is worth a Peruta. Even if you know Vadai, still the Nishinim want to say the Kiddushin is only a Kiddushin with Rabbanan. Why? Ishit Ish. They were Mahmita, so you need a gift on such a case over here. And even if you don't know, the Hadush of Shemuel is, even if you don't know if it's a Shemuel Prutan Madai, Hashinan, that what? That maybe it is. And therefore the Hakamim were. Well, Mahmid. So it's a Chumrah with Rabbanan. Okay? Really, you go according to what it is. It's not a Shevet Peruta, in the place where he's giving Kiddushin, it's nothing. But Chumrah, Yishetish, you have to give a get. Okay, so that's the first case. Now go to the second case. Second case is, incidentally, by the way, the Rambam writes in the Lechot Yishut Perek Dalid Halacha Yudet, that which we say that maybe the item is Shevet in Madai, is talking about an item that is mitkayim, a non-perishable item, which means you could bring it there and sell it for a peruta. But if it's a perishable item, by the time you get from where the kiddushin took place to Madai, the item is going to be perished. So it's not worth it. What do I give us worth shavet peruta Madai? You'll never be able to get that value. So that's why Tamara it seems holds its freshness. Mashenkin, let's say, used a vegetable of some sort or a tafshil that would spoil. So I don't care even if you knew Vadai it's worth a peruta and Madai. Rambam will say it's not good. Okay, that's the way Rambam is. Okay, we continue. The Gemara gives the next case, similar case. How Gavra the Agdish bezavda de urde. He was mekadesh with a pile of mukhin, as she says, mukhin katan. Okay. So he analyzes the rabbi. If not a shavet peruta, mekudeshet. Ila la. So the Gemara says, "V'ilet b'shavet peruta lo." Wait, even if it doesn't have a shavet peruta, it's still not mekudeshet. Didn't we just learn? V'amar Shmuel, Haishina. Didn't we say have to suspect that maybe in Madai, maybe the item is worth more than its value? So comes the Gemara and says, you're right, like Hashem, Habi Kedushe Vadai, Habi Kedushe Safek, same answer. Which is better than was talking about Kedushe Vadai. When a guy gives a peruta, that's Mekudeshet Vadai, which means if she accepts a Kedushin from somebody else, it's not Mekudeshet Bechlal. First Kedushin is Chal, Meduraita. We're talking about a Kedushe Safek, that what? You'll need a get. Look at the way that she says, Habi Kedushe Vadai. It'll help us for both the answers. Im Yeshto Shave Peruta Bim Komo, if it's Shave Peruta in its place, Habu Kedushin Vadai. Let's say if somebody else gave a kiddushin, muteret l'rishon, muteret to the first guy, ve'en ha-sanikha get m'sheni. V'im eno shavet peruta b'mekomo kiddushe v'dai, lo avi lebatei kiddushe sheni, it's not going to say the kiddushe v'dai to mevatei the kiddushe sheni. It's going to be a safek, but still you're going to need now, we have to roshesh to the second kiddushin. Aba kiddushe safek avu, ve'en ha-muteret l'acher b'lo get. You're not going to be mutat the second guy until she gets a get from the first guy. Okay, so that's the explanation over there. Comes the Gemara and says the next case. Ahu Gavra, guy. The Agdish be'avna de kuchla. He was mekadesh with a certain a stone that looks like, she says, sand. Shayish, actually, it's talking marble. Shahor, black marble. Dome lakchol. That's looks like a crystal of some sort.
Quartz?
Yeah, that's what he says.
No, onyx,
black
marble,
black type of marble, right? Okay. In any event, Yativ Rav Hazda. So Rav Hazda was
maybe
like a blue, like a mascara,
bluish black.
Ah, bluish black. Okay, bluish black stone. Good. So Yativ Rav Hazda analyzed the stone to see if it's shavet peruta. He eat be shavet peruta. He eat shavet peruta. He has veilo. No. Okay, so Gemara says, "V'ilet b'shavet peruta." No, what do I keep? If it doesn't have shavet peruta, Amar Shmuel, Haishinan. Right back to Rav Shmuel. Maybe it's shavet peruta somewhere else. So Gemara says, "No, Rav Hazda lo saval de Shmuel." Oh, Rav Hazda doesn't go with Shmuel, and therefore I don't go with Haishinan Shema. It's worth some in somewhere else. I was looking at what it's worth in this place. Yeah. It is okay. I argue over here now. Okay, good.
Now we're going to see that the bottom. We're going to continue the story. The story doesn't end. Amra le ime. So now the mother of the one that the kiddushin was given to. Veha. I'm sorry. Look at Rashi. Oh, look at Rashi. Yativ rafazda vekama ayin defi sheba acher vekitcha befruta achar kach. Look at the story. The story was somebody jumped in after and gave her a piruta. Vadai kiddushin on the second one. So now he's analyzing what's the status of the first kiddushin. Okay? So now he comes along and he says, what happens? Amra le'ime, the mother of the second kid that gave the piruta wants to, you know, protect that kiddushin. So what did she say? Sorry, the mother of the first kid. I said the mother of the second, the mother of the first kid. She came along and said, what are you talking about? I know for a fact that on the day that he gave that marble for the kiddushin, it was worth a shaveh peruta. And she says, now the price went down. So therefore, you're analyzing it. It might not be shaveh peruta today, but the kiddushin was a kiddushin vaday. Then we have nothing to talk about. So comes and goes, Amar la, lav kol kiminag de asrat la abatra. You're not believed to oser him on the second lady. Because if you're going to say that the first kiddushin is kiddushin, and the second kiddushin is nothing. So therefore they say, your mother, you don't have an imanut to oser the lady. To say this, the lady on the second guy. She says, lav kol kiminag la'ich arishon kiddushin. Now the Gemara brings a similar story. Gemara says, "Lav hainu, it is similar to Yehudit." What was the story of Yehudit? Lav hainu di. Rav Chasdan continue talking. Lav hainu di Yehudit bitu de Rav Chaya. Yehudit was the wife of Rabbi Chaya. What was her story? David latzar leda. She had a difficult time in giving birth. She says, "Shaita yoledit teumim." She was giving birth to twins. Okay, so she had a hard time in the pregnancy, I guess in the birth. So what happened? She didn't want to be married anymore. So the pregnancy was so difficult. So Amra le, so she tells her husband, Amra li im, my mother told me, I just got new information. My mother told me, Kibel bich avuch kiddushe kizutrat, that my father accepted kiddushin on my behalf when I was young, which means I'm really mikudeshet to somebody else. And therefore, I'm not allowed to be with you anymore. Because my mother just told me that when I was young, my father was mekadesh me to another guy. And therefore, she was trying to oser herself to her husband. Maybe Hayya. Amar la, the rabbi said, lav kol kimina de imech. Your mother does not have an emanut de asrat lich elavai. To oser you on me over there. Which means, just like the mother-in-law of Rabbi Chaya did not have an imanut to osir Rabbi Chaya on her daughter, so too in the other story, the mother of the first Mekadesh does not have an imanut to osir the girl on the second husband. Okay, so that's the story. Now the question is that he should have over here is, what did he need another story for? Which means that Rav Chasda says, oh, this is the story of, Yehudit, the bitu of Rabbi Chaya. Why? What's the matter with the story? It's a Mishnah Mefureshet. Which means the Mishnah later on, the Daf Samechet says, En ha'em ne'emenet lomar al bitachnet kancha leploni. A mother does not have an emanut after the person's married to come along and say that she was mekudeshet to somebody else. So what did you need this story? It's a Mefurush Mishnah. So he says, "She'et haMishnah ya efshal la'amid davka b'chigon Shabbat yichaisha et ima v'amra lo netkadashti lo." Which is, in that case over there, I can say the Mishnah is talking about where the girl argues against her mother. So when the girl says, "No, that's not true," so now say the mother has no ne'emanut. But here, the mother and the girl are agreeing, which means the mothers of this girl are saying, "What? She got married to a katana." She got married, she was a ketana, and she's agreeing. So you would have thought maybe there's an emanut of it. Kamash on this Gemara says, even so, when the mother and the daughter are agreeing, still there is no emanut in such a case. Okay, so therefore the Gemara tells the, that's the story. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar, Oh, so let's do the Tosafot on the Amud Rishon. Look at the Tosafot, you bet Amud Rishon. Rav Chasda lo sava le Shmuel. So obviously Rav Chasda does not like Shmuel, because he wanted to analyze if the Mochin were worth a Shaveh Peruta. And if they weren't worth a Shaveh Peruta, it's nothing. He wasn't looking to go look at Madai if they were worth anything. So let's go with that. So the Tosafot says, Haka lo matzi le Shnuye habi kedushe safek kedele'el. Which means, why couldn't he just answer over here that what? Over here, still about Kiddush HaSafek, which is, really, I'll tell you that what? That could be he holds like Shmuel, and what? The reason why he said he was trying to analyze how much the value was worth is because there's a difference between Kiddush Vadai and Kiddush HaSafek. So maybe over here the discussion was he wanted to know if it was a Shaveh Peruta. If it's Kiddush Vadai, then it's Mekudesh Vadai. If it's not a Shaveh Peruta, over here, it's in Madai, so it's Kiddush HaSafek. So he says, Meshuk Demayri Shekidsha Achiv, Achar Kach Befruta. Who was the second guy that got married to this lady? Tosfot learns it was the brother. So you have two brothers over here. Vaya bar Rav Chasda Lafkia Kiddush Rishon. Right, so Rav Chasda now was trying to break the first Kiddushin, Kida Amar, Lav Kol Kiminach Da'asat Le Abatra, which means he told the mother, listen, you don't have an emanu to break the first Kiddushin. Now, if he was going to hold that the first Kiddushin is Kiddushin Safek, Imken Sarik Kuma Deslika Get Mirishon. She's going to need a get from the first guy, if he says Kiddushin, and then she's not going to be allowed to marry the second guy. Why? Because Imken Tiyeh Aslam Shum Davia Kiddushat Achiv. Because now the second guy comes out, so therefore he wasn't fixing anything over here. Which is Rav Chasda was trying to establish that she's married. In this case over here, if you're going to learn that the first woman is Kiddush HaSafek, she cannot stay married to anybody over here. That's why the Gemara didn't come along and answer, oh, maybe it's Kiddush HaSafek. Well, it's Kiddush HaSafek, then there'll be nothing. Which you see from over here, that he wanted to remain married to the first guy, because he told the mother, you don't have an emanut to ruin the first marriage. Implying what? The first marriage he wanted to keep. But if you can say it was Kiddush HaSafek, the first marriage is also Asur. First marriage, and the second marriage also be Asur, because we Kiddushat Achayim. In any event, the Gemara continues. So I have a fantastic mahalogonomy between who? Rav Shmuel and Rav Chasda. Do you go with this Madai business? Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amri le Rabbanan Rav Chasda. So they tell Rav Chasda, Amai. Ha'ika Sade Be'idit. Idit's the name of a place. So what are you talking about? There was witnesses in a place called Ididiyat Peruta that they knew that on that day that the marble was given, it was worth a Shaveh Peruta. Forget about what the mother said. Okay, we're not going to believe the mother. But we have witnesses in a place called Idit that clearly knew that what? That that item is worth a Shaveh Peruta. So he says, "Hashta miha lo litnihu kaman." Yeah, I don't care. Bottom line, right now they're not in front of us. Now we have to understand the sheklamet that you have this gemara. What was the gemara thinking about? Is witnesses somewhere else that know? And the rabbi answered, "Very good, they know." But bottom line, they're not in front of us. So the mefarshim explained this little piece over here as follows, which means there's witnesses that were around at the time of the Kiddushin that knew it was a Shaveh Peruta. Then they went to this place called Idit. They left. Okay?
Full Kiddushin with the Edim.
Yeah, they had a Kiddushin, which means they knew the value of it, but the Edim are not around anymore. So they were just trying to fill in the rabbi this information. So the Mefarshim explained over here that if, let's say, there was a Yidi'ah B'Birur, that there was Edim and Medina Tayyam that said it was a Shaveh Peruta, Rav Chasda definitely would have came along and osed her on the second guy, which means the Kiddushin would be Bekudesh at 100%. We're talking about over here, it wasn't Barud, it was a call. That's the whole issue of it. It was a call. It was a rumor that there's Edim. If there was Bibirud, that you know there's Edim somewhere in the world, what I give to the hero, not there. There's witnesses. And there's a rumor, and they're not in front of us. So combination on a rumor, and they're not here. So therefore, it's not going to be enough. Now, even though normally you go with rumors, so he says that, right. He says, no, that the reason why you hashesh to a call is because you don't want to come into hashash of mamzerim. So Rav Chasda holds that in this case over here, we have the item in front of us. That's the point. He says the item is in front of us, this marble. And it's clear, the way it was in front of us, it's not a Shaveh Peruta. So now you want to go on a rumor that maybe there were witnesses somewhere that says at the time of the Kiddushiva, that's already far-fetched. When you have the item in front of you, and you see that it's not like that, so therefore he's not going to be Choshesh in this case over here. Nobody's going to suspect, because you have the item in front. We're worried about, maybe they're going to say she's married to the second guy, be Isud, and her kids are going to be Mamzerim. No one's going to say it, because the marble's in front of you. Everybody knows exactly that it's not the Shavei Pruta. So on a hashash, that maybe somebody, he didn't go that far. But on says, Lav Hainu. Isn't this the same case that Rav Hanina, which we learned in Masechta Ketuvot, Tamar Rav Hanina, Edea, Besad, Istan, V'te'aser, the Edim are in the north, and you want to say this lady over here, what was it referring to? Look at Ashi, the Rav Hanina, Miketubot, Gabin Bintin de Shmuel, the story over there with the daughters of Shmuel, the Ishtabyan, they were taken into captivity. Now, just in order to learn Stam, a lady that's taken into captivity, so now you got Asura Deguim, violated her. Then therefore, they're going to be Asura to marry Kohanim. Okay, because Kohen cannot marry a girl that went with this, with a Goya, with a Goy. So the question over here is that, so that's the first thing you have to know. That what? Hachem was said a Shivuya to marry a Kohen because Rov, Nochrim are Pirutzim, and therefore you say that she was, and she's not believed to say nothing happened. That's the point. The Yeshiva, it does not have a ne'emanut. Okay? Mm-hmm. However, that's only talking about we have edim that's proved that she was a shivuya. Once already you have edim that say she was a shivuya, then already she has no ne'emanut. However, if she's the one that says she was a shivuya, she's also believed to say that nothing happens. Apesha asar, apesha etir. When the mouth that said that she's shivuya, we also have to give her name. So the daughters of what happened of Shimon were taken into captivity. So what happened? Now they wanted to testify that nothing happened, but what the captors were there and they were demanding a ransom. Now, the rabbis knew that if the captors come along and testify that this lady was taken into captivity, then the daughters of Shimon are going to be Asurata. Mm-hmm. So what did the rabbis tell the captors? Stay outside for 1 minute. The daughters of Shimon came into the Beit Midrash, and they said, we were taken into captivity and nothing happened. Since they heard it from her, from their mouth first, so therefore they were matir them to go with Kohanim. So she tells the story. Right? They came to the Beit Midrash of Hanina. The rabbi kept the captors outside. Ha amran nishbeti. And then they came along and said, well, we were taken into captivity. And then it was matir v'tehura. The amru that of Hanina, ha'ika sadim v'tayam shra'u otam shenishbu. So he came along and said, hey, there's witnesses in Medinat Hayam that saw that they were taken into captivity, and therefore they should not have a Ne'emanut, because there's witnesses or someone that know about this captivity situation. If there's witnesses, bottom line, they're not here right now. And therefore, we're not concerned about this situation over here. Okay, so that was the story. So the Gemara is saying a similar story. That why the witnesses are not here to testify. There was a call. Again, same story. There was a call. The witnesses on the other side of the world over there that know that she was a shivuya. We're not interested in the call. Bottom line, right now, she's the one that told us she's a shivuya. Therefore, she's the one that the pesh has not a pesh yetir. Good? Now the Gemara says, Tamar of Harina, Deb said Istan, the witnesses are in the Istan. Istan is like the north. She's Ruach Sefonit. They're not coming. You're going to believe them? Should be Asur? Abaye v'Rava lo sfira l'dahad Rav Chisda. They don't agree. Abaye and Rava do not agree with this story of Rav Chisda, and they argue, and they say when there's a call that there's witnesses in Medinat Yam that know the coin is worth, or the marble was worth piruta, she indeed is Asura. You have to suspect to it. Oh, so how come you don't have to suspect in the case of the Shivuya? Which is already, if you suspect the Hakam then Rav Hanina, when the case of the witnesses in Medinat Hayam that said that she was a Shivuya, I come in and suspect to it. Imekilu b'Shivuya, you know why you're lenient in Shivuya? De menavla nafsha, gabe shabai, because she can make herself ugly by the captors. Nikil be eshet ish, which means, are we going to be killed by eshet ish? Which means like this. This lady over here, before she went to the captives, she has a hazakah that she is a betula, let's say, that she's okay, right? She wasn't, hazkat kashrut. You want to say that, well, by going with the captives, correct? So that already our hazakah became now ruined, right? But you don't have witnesses. The witnesses, there's a rumor in Medinat Hayam that what, that maybe that she was taken into captivity. Well, since it's in her ability that she didn't necessarily go with them, because she can make herself ugly. And therefore, if she makes herself ugly, they're not going to want to go with her. And therefore, her hazakah does not get ruined in such a case. And therefore, since she has hazkat kashrut, I'm not going to osir her because of rumors of witnesses b'midinat hayam. But here, when it comes to isur of eshet ish, I got a chosesh that what? That those rumors over there are legitimate, and then we got to be concerned. She's there when she has hazkat kashrut, you only have a concern the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan, I'm not going to worry about the witnesses, but here you have a concern, the right of eshet ish. That's where the Dvar learns. And therefore, Abayin and Rabbah said, don't be me a raya. You know why I wasn't worried about those witnesses, Midinat Hayam? Because Midorata, she's okay, because she has hazkat kashrut. Why? But she was with Goyim. Yeah, but she could have made herself look ugly. They were in control, not that they're not going to want to go with her. Oh, so therefore you want to ruin her hazkat kashrut because of some guys in Medinat Hayam? We're not going to take a rumor. Oh, Mashiach, in the case of Eshet Ish, she could be was a Shaveh Peruta. In this case over here, we have to be concerned, and therefore Abaye and Rabba argued on Rav Chisda. That's the way they're learning.
The real difference is just what I said, Rabbanan.
Right, that's the difference.
That's just an example of how she can get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now the Gemara continues the story over here. So Gemara tells a story. They continue. Ishta'er ma'i mishpacha b'sura. Now, this story over here that we said above. What story? That she says chinisit la'acher v'yaldalo.
When Rav Chisda said we're going to go with the
right, which means Rav Chisda came along and said what? We're not going to go with the witnesses and Medinat Hayam. And therefore, he looked at the animal, wasn't a Shaveh Peruta. Therefore, he said, and the mother, he said, you're not believed to Osira to the second guy. Therefore, Rav Chisda ruled the second marriage is Mutar, and now she got married and she had children. You can imagine now the talk in the community over there, because everybody knew that she was Mekudesh to another guy and all that. Is the kids Mamzerim? Not Mamzerim. According to Rav Chisda, there's no Mamzerim over there. So Gemara says, Ishta'er Mehi Mishpacha Besura. There was some remnants of this family in Surah. I mean, they had children, right? So it says, "Upirshuda banan mina." The rabbis kept away; they didn't get involved with this family over here. Why? Velav mishum desvira lu deShmuel. Not because sort of Shmuel that says you have to be oshesh that maybe it's shaveh peruta somewhere else, and therefore she was married to the first guy. And the mishum desvira ka'abaye verava. And Abaye and Rabba, they hold over there that what? Like we just read over here, that Adrabah, when there's rumors that say that there was witnesses in another place that knows a Shaveh Peruta, you got to go with the rumors of the witnesses. And therefore, could be the first Kiddushin indeed was Mekudesh, and the second kids now are Mamzerim. So therefore, because they hold like Abaye and Rabba, so therefore, you have to be Choshesh. Good? So what did he do? He got married with a group of hadasim. Okay, that's what made it to Kiddushin. Yeah. And he got married in the marketplace. He made the Kiddushin in the marketplace. What do we do in such a case? What's the deen? He sent back. Give him Malkut. Kirav. Lash him. Why? What did he do over here? v'stari gita, and he needs a get kishmuel, which means you got a lesson. I don't know why you have to lesson. We'll see the Gemara in a second. But we have to choshesh to shmuel that maybe the hadasim over here were not shave peruta, but maybe the shave peruta in madai. So if we need a get misafik, so Gemara explains derav. Mangid al de mekadesh b'shuka. Rav used to give malkut to somebody that used to give kiddushin in the marketplace. Why? Mishum piritzuta. It's a piritzah thing to do. You can get married in the middle of the marketplace over there. You're supposed to do it in private. Right? Ve'al de magdish bibi'ah. He also would give malkut to somebody that would mean mekadesh bibi'ah. That's also obviously a piritzut. Ve'al de mekadesh b'lo shidduche. Or a person that made kiddushin the first time he met the girl. He didn't go out, he never met her, he never talked to her, he just goes, the first thing he gives her kiddushin. It's also not the proper. It's like the similar reasons like with bi'ah. The first relationship you have with the girl is the mechanism with bi'ah. Oh, you go with her, you don't even know her. You go make a shvirat shidduchin. Ve'ad mevatel gita. Or a guy that sends a shliach to give a get, and then he's mevatel the shlichut, but he doesn't take the get back. By not taking the get back, the people are not going to know. He initially can give the get to the lady. And really they're not going to know that the husband was mevatel the get, and now you have mamzerut. So therefore you put a guy, give him malkut, and suddenly it was mevatel the get. Ve'al de masar moda'a agita. The law is like this. We learned several times already in Masechet Gittim, there's a type of get called the get mi'oseh. Get mi'oseh is a get that the husband is giving against his will. Now he cannot give it against his will, he has to give it middahto. But sometimes the beti forces the guy to give the get because of the certain reasons, right? So the guys, they beat him up until he says, don't say any. Now, even if he's screaming, it's against my will, it's against my will, we tell the guy that he has to say, and that what I'm saying is against my will, it's not so. He has to live and tell all the statements over there. And we don't care. Even if he says it's against his will, we say, no, the Hakamim can still force him. But they gave Malkut to a guy that at the time that he's giving the gift says, it's against my will. What are you saying it's against your will for? We don't want him to put a question now on the gift. Look at Rashi. Ve'al de masar moda'a gita kigon begeta me'oseh b'yisid de motzi la'azal baneha. Because really the get is a get. Because once the rabbis force it, and they beat him up to give it, even if he's screaming, ah, it's against my will and all that, we don't pay attention. But what? Now you're putting rumors on there. Everybody say, oh, it was against his will. The kids of Mamzerim, she gets married to somebody else. So they would give the guy Malkut if he's screaming about the get at the time of the giving of the get. Now, a guy that causes pain to a shaliyah d'rabanan, which means a guy gets a summons to go to Betin. Right? The court appointed messenger comes to the guy's house with a warrant. You wanted to, you're summoned to be seen in Betin. The guy starts beating the shaliyah up. Right? He's giving him a hard time. Anybody that harasses the shaliyah of Betin, Rav would give him malkut as well. Ve'al dehala shamta ed laveh tatin yomin. Anybody that has a harem, that's on, or nidui, for 30 days on himself, then we give him malkut. Which means, get it off. Obviously, the rabbis put the harem on you because you're not complying to a certain rule. So therefore, if the harem remains on you for more than 30 days, you're not complying to what the rabbi said, they would give him malkut as well. Ba'al hatne or hatna didayir behamu. And a son-in-law that lives by his in-laws. Why? Because the concern is over the Gemara Pesachim learns that there's a yetzer hara, the mother-in-law, to the son-in-law, especially to the first son-in-law, there's a big yetzer hara, but it applies to all of them, but the first one more. So if there was anybody that needs son-in-law that lives by the mother-in-law's house, we're choshesh that there might be something impropriety over there, then we give the son-in-law malkut. Gemara's didayir in. Only if he lives there. Halif, no, but if he just walks by the house, that's okay. Oh, v'ha'u hatna, there was a certain son-in-law, the halif ababa de behamu hamwa, he walked by the house of her mother-in-law, his mother v'negdid avsheshat, and avsheshat gave him malkut, and he only walked by. V'ha'u midam avad daima hamte mine. There already was rumors already on that mother-in-law with that, she was hashuda already. And therefore, when he even walked by the house already, there was suspicions going on already. There was talk. So if he even walked by the house, the rabbi gave him malkut. In any event, what do you see from over here? You see from over here that the rabbi, this guy over here, he was mekadesh b'shuk. Mekadesh b'shuk is piritzut. Therefore, he gave him malkut. Comes the Gemara's narde amre. Rav would not give Malkut in any of the situations we just mentioned above. I mean, if a guy is Mekadesh Bia without Shidduchim, which says, according to this, that you need two things. That the Mabash, it's the first time he met her, and already he's Mekadesh Bia. Bia below Shidduchim. But if you had Shidduchim first, which means then he had a Bia, that's okay. The only time he would give a Malkut on a Bia, if it was Bia without Shidduchim. Second verse says, even if there was Shidduchim, why is it piritzuta? That's the first thing you do. It's a piritzuta. That's what Tosfot understands over here, right? And some say piritzuta is because you need edim for this. It's not going to be edim. Not a good thing. Okay. One more story. How gavra the kaddish be sifta de asa? When a guy gave kiddushin with sifta de asa. I guess a group of or a mat of hadasim. Yeah, amru le ve'alit b'shev pruta. So they told him, "There's no kiddushin. There's not shev pruta." Amar lehu. So he said, "Tikdush be'arba zuze di'it ba." Now there's four zoos hidden inside the mat, and if I want the kiddushin to be hal on the four from the four zoos, so she heard it. Shakalta, she took the four zoos, v'ishtika, and she kept quiet. Which is the guy already gave the kiddushin on the mat. She had no idea there was four zoos over there. Then he comes along and says, what do you mean? It's the four zoos that's in there. That's the kiddushin. She kept quiet. So the question is, how do we interpret this? Can you rehash the kiddushin at the time that she got it? She accepted it al-da at the mat. Yeah. Now already comes along and tells her, it's the four zoos. Four zoos, she didn't say anything. That's a silence after the money is given over. We have a rule. Anytime you have a silence after the money is given, it's nothing. Why? How do we interpret that silence? So that she says, she didn't know about the money that was hidden in there. Shtika de lahar matan ma'oti velav klumi. Why? Dehai de shatka mishum de lo echpatna. Because she doesn't care. Memar amra mikara lava date de hakikamatinu. She said, right, give this four zoos. I didn't accept it for that reason. So therefore, her silence is not acquiescence. Her silence is enough to say, I'm not accepting. So I accepted originally the way he gave it as a mat. It's not, now the mat doesn't have a shvei pruta, or the four zoos that are in there. Her silence really as if to say, I'm not paying no attention to this event, and therefore no marriage. That's why I told them, there is no kiddushin in this place over here. Baruch Adonai, Le'olam, Amen, Ve'amen.